So shame.
They are going to have more baklava, though. I saw their post about it. Anyways, I actually commented on said post.
What a week.
That, yeah.
Or that's, weekend?
That's one way to put it. 6 days in a row of working, you mean? The nonstop.
That is our life.
The 14-hour Friday.
Yeah, Friday was...
Friday was like election night, but instead of just it being like late afternoon to like midnight or 1 a.m., it was like all day.
So welcome to another installment of the Stan and Shen Show. And it was a week and a weekend for the two of us. But we are going to start out on a sweet note that brought a smile to both our faces and to many attendees in Balsam Spa, as we were not judges, unfortunately.
No, and I did have the mayor on the phone earlier. I forgot to mention that he should just make us judges, but I don't even know if they have particular judges. But
maybe I think we need to pitch that.
We need a hint.
Voluntary celebrity judges.
Yeah.
Just call. Reach out. So yes, Friday night we previewed it and we were there live, mm-hmm. and we did some fun stuff at Chocolate Fest in Balsam Spa. Second year in a row, the 1 year anniversary of the Stan and Shen Show.
Yes, and there was still lots of judgment about anybody who likes white chocolate.
You were better this year. You kind of just said don't say, you basically went in going, don't say white chocolate.
Yeah.
When we talked to people.
I reiterated to people that while we gave them three options, there was only two correct answers and said order in which they were correct.
So the winners are in the sweet category, the Swedish Chef with their chocolate caramel truffles.
Quick question. Do you say caramel or caramel?
I say caramel. You say caramel, I bet.
I say either or.
You're going to say caramel because I said caramel.
I say either or depending on how it's used. I don't know.
You say aunt or aunt or auntie?
That's my aunt.
Okay. Thank you. We agree on one thing. Okay. Savory nightwork bread, chocolate cherry sourdough toast.
Which I'm sad we didn't get over there for now.
And then beverages was DB Trends with the Spanish hot chocolate. So we kind of, a little bit different. Like last year we started out at Nightwork and went down onto Front Street and then went to Milton Avenue and then down Washington. This year we kind of started out on Milton, and the big reason for that was...
because we had to go to Pizza Work and we had to try the s'mores pizza, which was good but not my favorite of the evening.
And we had to go, we had to start at Pizza Works because you got shut out last year.
Yeah.
Then we immediately had to go down
and get the chocolate baklava.
Which.
Yeah.
Stellar.
Yes. Apparently, like, they had like 10 trays sold out in like an hour, and they're bringing it back for Valentine's Day. So I may be making a stop at some point.
Or calling someone to say,
please pick me up some.
Yeah. Because, hey, you're in Balsam Spa, aren't you?
I don't sound like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You'd be amazed.
So Chocolate Fest was fun, but then the next thing was not exactly.
We tried to go home.
We did. Well, I made it home. I, in fact, made it home, was preparing to go to bed.
Your delicacy evening snack.
Yes, was doing. Yes, I was actually, I was eating McDonald's because I needed some food. Don't judge me, everybody. I'm sorry. And I was, you know, doing your nightly routine as we all do in America of scrolling the phone and catching up on your social media for the day. And, you know, on my work Facebook page, I happened to scroll across and see that there was a shooting directed at the Saratoga Springs Police Department, which just meant that our night got long. So Stan drove up there, got some photos, and then, you know, I did it on my end from home. But then we found out there was a press conference at 10:30 at night, which is always fun. Quickly got up there. We covered that. And that case is still ongoing. But currently there is a 76-year-old Malta man accused of taking shots both in a neighborhood at one vehicle and directly at the police department and a patrol vehicle. He was arrested. The latest on that is yesterday he appeared in court. A mental health evaluation is going to be done over the next few weeks. The judge has asked that his attorney contact Veteran Services. He appears to be a veteran, although what area and, you know, what war he may have been. Yeah, what branch and what war he may have been part of is unclear at this moment. We'll obviously keep following that, but the good thing about that was no one was injured. It did, however, lead to some questions regarding the next event that I was not originally scheduled to cover, but then ended up covering because of said shooting, which was Chowderfest. But I'll say this, and I said this, you know, in a Facebook post on Saturday, this shooting did not stop people one bit from coming out. I barely got a parking space in the city center. Reminder to people that there are lines for a reason. Please use them and learn to park. So that's one. But I mean, it was crowded.
30,000.
Yeah.
That was the estimate from Daryl from Discover Saratoga. Early numbers were 30,000. I think the finals are going to be more than that. And I was there right off the rip at 11. Again, it was, and we did a Facebook Live myself and lovely Rita, not the meter maid, my wife, the original co-host of Stan and Life itself for 35 years. So yeah, it picked right up at 11. So we were out there as you were coming up from down here, and you could tell that it was packed. And this, again, was the first time that they shut down Broadway, mm-hmm. something we were campaigning for, as we talked about, as a newspaper. We're going to write an editorial, but fortunately, the Saratoga Downtown Business Association made that call, worked with the city, and successfully closed out a portion of Broadway, not all of Broadway. And I think that was the ticket, was it was just that very center of Chowderfest Central that really made it work.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I've had some preliminary text messages sent my way from the accounts commissioner, Dylan Moran, who appears to be doing a debriefing about the event today. And by all accounts, I mean, they think that they made the right call in closing that down and planning for that and then reaching out to, you know, DPS to sort of make all of that happen. I mean, we were there for probably the majority of the time. And other than some minor, what appear to be some minor medical calls, I mean, everything seemed to go off the way I think the city really anticipated that. So my feeling here, although we have no confirmation on this yet, I'm sure it'll be probably announced soon, though, is that from here on out, it looks like they will probably close down Broadway. I mean, it would just make the most sense, I think, at this point, given how well it did go.
And I think if they don't shut down Broadway, I think we're just going to drop in Newsy again, like we did late in Chowderfest, and Newsy shut down Broadway.
Yeah, that was great. There was got a lot of good photos there. A lot of people thinking Newsy was not a newspaper. I do want to remind people that the Daily Gazette is a newspaper. And yeah. And I did love, and you saw this, I was getting not aggressive, but I was getting a little snarky with people who were like, it's the Constitution. And I was like, it's sort of like the Constitution. It is the covered under the First Amendment, you know, freedom of the press, only job technically named in the entire Constitution would be journalism. So just a little reminder out there, because we support freedom of the press all the way.
Yeah. And for just to reiterate, so catching up on the events from Friday and then Tuesday's arraignment, things like that, Shannon wrote about that. You can catch that at dailygazette.com. And then also Newsy photos will be up in a gallery. Dailygazette.com. We're .net for our emails.
Oh, why do I always get that confused?
We're .com for the web, and then our emails are .nets for whatever reason there is that was decided long before you and I arrived. And then you can follow Newsy. Newsy has their own Facebook page.
I just want to note that it sounds like I don't know what our own website is, but it's just automatically saved on everything for me.
Yes.
So I don't look at the .coms or the .nets. I just click on it.
So we defaulted that to .com back in the day. So Newsy has her own Facebook page, Newsy Daily Gazette mascot on Facebook, and that gallery will be up probably during the snow tomorrow. But we did have winners. I stuck around. You got out of Saratoga successfully.
I did. I left the minute I could leave. I mean, that's not to say, like, I know of a lot of people who did partake in the Chowderfest. I was kind of there to do one particular job, and that was more of the safety aspect.
Yeah.
So I wasn't there to necessarily try everything, so I didn't have an opportunity to. And, I mean, a lot of them sound good, and I hope people keep them on their menu, as I say, with all the food creations that we we get to cover here. It's just I was so focused on ensuring that, like, you know, the safety aspect of what we had to follow on.
You were assigned. You got the call early. Hey.
Yep.
I knew you're gonna take today off, but can you do this?
So yeah, and I mean,
and that's what you do.
It was rain that morning, so like you know, it was. Yep.
So you're up there.
Was necessary.
You're doing the news thing. I did a color piece on it. Some of the highlights. The RPI class of 2014. They make it a reunion every year, and I think we had the most fun with our Swedish friends.
Yes, I forgot how to say news. News.
We were asking. We're asking the people how to say newsy in Swedish. And it was like
Swedish, a language.
I said Swedish, but you know me. It's if there's a chance, it's wrong. They were a lot of fun. So they got a photo with Newsy, and we got a comment from them. And then we have an Instagram post, a reel. Thanks to Shannon.
Swedish, Danish, or Norwegian language, Icelandic, but Swedish is the official language.
Yeah,
of Sweden.
They were confused by Newsy. So they had news down, but we have a pretty funny and people were great. Shannon's question of what goes into a good chowder,
yeah,
and across the board, it was a lot of seafood. There was some clam in there. There was corn,
clam chowder.
Some were corn. Some were just potato.
Like that Manhattan.
Some were just potato.
Yeah, I figured those.
And like white chocolate, people were very adamant about their feelings. So catch that on the Daily Gazette Instagram, because Shen and Stan don't have an Instagram as of yet. So the winners of Chowderfest, Druthers, 4001 were the top winners. And again, talked about this. I love how they do categories because it is so big. Druthers with 4001. Jacob and Anthony's category, 3001 to 4000. Wheatfields won 2001 to 3000. Henry Street Tap Room, 1500 to 2000. The Wild Horse, 1,000 to 1,500. The Millet Round Lake, I think, is maybe a three-time winner
something
in this
like
category,
that, yeah.
751 to 1,000. The Ribbon Cafe, Balsam Spa, 501
also,
to 750.
I think, a multi-winner.
If I'm not mistaken, Bentley's repeated. That was the big one in 500
like
the below.
The mayor might have mentioned the Ribbon Cafe.
Repeating.
Yeah.
So that's just a quick rundown. So stop in and see those people and the great job that they did. And what's interesting is you call in with your category to Discover Saratoga. When you're talking to them, you determine what category you're going to be in. You pick your category. Then it depends on how many votes you get within that category.
So I did find the post in 6-time winner, Ribbon Cafe.
But is it 6 consecutive? Is it a dynasty?
So they've won it.
Is it a dynasty?
Says has won their for the 6th time. Ribbon Cafe has won their category in Chowderfest. So.
Okay, we'll see if they're a dynasty. That may be a bite size for Indiana if they're
a
dynasty.
Yeah.
So speaking of dynasties, did you watch the Super Bowl? Did you watch any of the game?
I didn't watch the Super Bowl at all. I didn't even watch the halftime show. I followed up afterwards because let's be honest. I didn't need a. I just want to see all the videos afterwards. I do understand, and I have lots of thoughts on the Kendrick Lamar show. And I will say to anyone who doesn't follow the music or understand what was happening, I think you need to look into it a little bit, because I think you guys will realize the amount of pettiness that went on and the amount of symbolism in the halftime show, and maybe have a little bit better of an appreciation, even if you don't understand exactly what he was saying.
So you're saying
Kendrick Lamar won the Super Bowl.
Okay. But the pettiness about if you disliked it or had angst against it is being petty.
No. I'm saying the pettiness in the performance. The performance.
That people have issues with?
Kendrick Lamar. So if you're not down with what happened, Kendrick Lamar and Drake, two rappers, two very well-known rappers, were feuding. Okay. And so everybody was wondering if he was going to do the song Not Like Us, which was a very, very and still very popular song. I mean, it's all over social media. I even love this song. So, and I also like Drake, you know, like, so this feud's been going on for a while. Anyways, if you go back, there's a lot of history on the feud. But basically, Drake wrote a song that called out Kendrick. So Kendrick turned around and wrote out a song that called out Drake. And now Drake is suing over said song with his music label for promoting it. And so there was questions around whether or not this was going to be performed, because in it, you know, there are allegations made about Drake allegedly being a pedophile. And so, you know, that's one of the lyrics in there. It was not explicitly said during the broadcast, but there was a lot of controversy around that. And he said it, and then literally I think he wins the Super Bowl, because where else do you get everyone singing the lyric, the entire stadium saying it's probably a minor? So, like,
okay,
he wins.
So speaking of the entire stadium singing,
the entire stadium also booed Taylor Swift, and that's not okay.
Okay. The entire stadium sang your song, because you didn't watch the Super Bowl. This may come as news to you.
Oh.
Early on, there was an absolutely wonderful, and it was ranked in the top five, I think, by the New York Times critic, that I can't remember the theme of it, but I know it was a young girl, and it's about healthcare and things like that. But they played John Denver's Country Road during the commercial. And what's the line in there?
I have no idea, but it probably says my name.
It does.
I know, because everybody always tells me this in phone conversations, but I've never listened to the song.
It's very early on. It talks about the Shenandoah River.
Yeah.
And then they come out of commercial. They cut to the stadium where it's playing live, and the entire stadium singing John Denver's Country Road. So that commercial wins for that aspect, for as far as everybody knowing the lyrics.
I just want to note to everybody, I'm not named after the Shenandoah River. Although technically, I guess I sort of kind of am, because it's named after a Native American tribe for which I am named after. But anyway, I digress. So the Super Bowl. So that happened. The team everybody thought was going to win did not win.
The only person that's happy in the building right now is Ken Shaw, and then a sports reporter who will not be named.
Amara's happy.
She's a Philly kid.
And apparently she was getting a lot of text messages congratulating her and her family for this, and she noted, she was like, as if I played on the team.
Right.
So
yeah, Mira would point out that I had nothing to do with
it. So I don't,
who gets the not the they? But Ken was yelling they the whole time. Yeah, and me and us.
Yeah, and so and Stan and I are just like, go Bills. Next year's our year.
Exactly.
We love you, Josh Allen. Only New York team. But my uncle's very happy, too, as an Eagles fan.
So, Rita and I are all about the commercials. Disagree with some of them. There were some great ones. The Matt Damon, David Beckham was a hit with us. One that got ranked really low was an Instacart ad, and what it was is it was all the product mascots. So it was the Pillsbury Doughboy and the Kool-Aid Man.
We love a mascot.
Exactly. So we thought it should have been way up there. It was not. So that was disappointing.
I did see the Nike one, and I'm the
– Nike female crushed.
Yeah.
NFL girls flag football.
Yeah.
Got ranked low by this critic. It should have been way up there. Did some great things.
We don't agree with this critic, and we're critics ourselves.
Yes. So so introducing a segment we want to call What's New? And for that, we turn it over to Chen.
Oh, yes. What's new? A lot of things are new, mainly in Saratoga, usually in Saratoga. So no DPW commissioner special election update yet.
As of this recording, Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday afternoon, yes. We should note that, because the courts are closed today. I believe it's Lincoln's birthday, and they may still celebrate that. So, but he was in court on Monday Friday they were in court. Long day in court on Friday, where we went through many ballots and the little dots that people continue to write on them. Please stop doing that.
Please stay. Just as for the Newsy coloring contest, please stay inside the lines.
Yes.
Hank should have used that. Like coloring, stay inside the lines. That would be the next write-in battle we have.
Yeah. So, I mean, they had until Monday afternoon to sort of turn in their final thoughts to the judge. This does take precedent over pretty much every other case, if not every other case that the judge oversees currently. So we're hoping by Thursday we may have something back from Judge Walsh on this. But we'll see. And obviously we'll keep you updated on that and where that stands.
And this is my angst. This is where
I don't think it's going to be this is not the end all be all.
This is the part of this is Stan's entry into a new world, because for 22 years I did sports and everything was great. Very rarely did anything go past 3 hours. now we're in these political things, and I take photos of these politicians, and I'm with different reporters, and it's great, and it's eye-opening, and it's wonderful. This thing, every 2 years is my thing right now, and the Saratoga mayoral race is already kind of getting crazy.
Yeah, so at least two candidates there already, possibly.
On the Democratic side, right?
Well, I know of one, Michelle Madigan's running, and then is there another one?
Tyler has it on his budget.
Okay, so apparently we have another person running too. I've heard some things about that there may be another candidate.
Democratic side. And
I've
then we've
also
heard
multiples on the Republican side, including incumbent John Safford, who actually got to take a photo with Newsy over the weekend.
Thank you, Mayor.
But he is expected to run again, has indicated that already to us. In other races, my understanding from some of my counterparts in the business is Dylan Moran is likely to seek re-election again. Still up in the air on Public Safety Commissioner Tim Cole. And DPW, we know that Chuck Marshall plans to run for the position.
Win or lose on the special.
In November. Have not heard further from Hank Kaczynski on that. So there's that. yeah. So that's happening.
Tyler A. McNeil, DailyGazette.com, is our political reporter, which he's going to have his hands full. So
yeah.
I think you're going to be up in Saratoga because he's got the rest of the coverage area. So
yeah, and I mean, we've been sort of splitting up some of those duties already, which turns us to our next one, the Saratoga County Sheriff's GOP issue debacle where
somebody filed their paperwork on time.
So the sheriff announced.
Sheriff Zerlo, friend of the podcast.
Yes, announced late last year that he would not be seeking re-election, put his backing behind his undersheriff, Jeff Brown, who is expected and anticipated to get the endorsement by the Republican Party, is 100% got the backing of the Republican chair already. We have that on record. Reached out to us after I wrote a story, and this was in the middle of court on Friday.
DailyGazette.com, DailyGazette.com.
Because Ryan Mahan, the sheriff's patrol, PBA president, Police Benevolent Association president, emailed us on Thursday indicating his candidacy and that he was, although not clear in the press release, that he was a Republican seeking to primary in the Republican and also get the Democratic endorsement. Okay, so this set off a firestorm because apparently,
I'm glad you said firestorm.
Yeah. So I got a lot of phone calls the next day and emails, and there was long conversations between Miles and I about this. But it turns out, and if you've read the follow-up story that went out Monday online and Tuesday in print, Mahan switched his party, although he's been a Republican in the past, and we do note that, switched his party 40 minutes before sending out his intent to run. So he filed the paperwork, and it is my understanding from at least speaking to the Democratic Board of Elections Commissioner that once that paperwork, once you file that, once you submit that, you are whatever party you have changed to. So he would have been considered a Republican. On Monday, that paperwork was formally processed, and he is listed as a Republican. Whether the Republican Party does not agree with that, they have insinuated its party rating. So there's some back and forth on that. That will continue to be heated. It's expected to be a heated race from here on out, and we'll see if anybody else decides to throw their hat in the ring for that. So we're already getting very competitive in Saratoga County, and we haven't even really gone through all the races yet. So,
all right, let's get to good news.
Good news, yes. The Belmont Job Fair is tomorrow, Thursday. And tickets also go on sale. So Belmont 2.0 coming to Saratoga.
And with that, we took the opportunity early in the year to sit down with Todd Chimkus at the Saratoga County Chamber and talked about mainly Belmont on Broadway. And the event and the planning for it and kind of what went into it. And we couldn't have probably a better on-the-road opening guest. We've kind of had this in the can for weeks now, but we were fortunate enough to have so much food thrown at us in a positive way that we were saving Todd for next week. So we'll have Todd on the show, and then we'll go in, and then we'll just we'll bookend him with whatever else comes up in our lives.
Which and will probably be very getting close to being Belmont heavy
as we move that. We'll probably get some politics and then some Todd stuff. And then this week, this is a big week for some people.
Yeah, so
some people.
So Bisbee back this week a little later than normally expected. We try to do it every 2 weeks, run a story, and Bisbee is the series that I started actually with our old editor, Mike Kelly, so a little shout out to him. And he actually came up with the name for it, so also shout out on that. In which we feature local businesses, and we love to do that. You know, these are not meant to be hard-hitting stories. They're not even meant to break news. If people want to break news with us, we always appreciate that. But these are just meant to give people an idea of what businesses are in their community because, you know, sometimes, you know, I've learned so much about all the different places in our area. And so I'm a better reporter because of this series. And so this week we went to Frank Gallo Florist. They are over 100 years old, so they've been in the Schenectady community a long time, and recently just opened another location on New Scotland Avenue in Albany, and have future plans for locations in Saratoga and Troy. So check that out. That was in print today on Wednesday, and also if you have any suggestions, we always appreciate them, and you can email me directly at S as in Sam, B as in boy, R-I-E-R-E at dailygazette.net.
So that's the .net.
.net, yes. So that's S. Briere at dailygazette.net.
And then kind of, I think it's just a byproduct of kind of like how we got the label, the Stan and Shen Show, is that I oftentimes have the pleasure of accompanying you to your BizBeats, and we have a lot of fun with our business subjects. And oftentimes there's, all right, I think I'm done. Stan, do you have any questions? So I had a clunker yesterday that Shen just rolled her eyes at, but it was an urban legend regarding florists and things like that. But there's some great stuff to learn. So the burning question is, are you working Friday?
It's still up in the air.
This is important. We need a definitive answer for the podcast.
It's up in the air currently. A decision will be made this afternoon.
All right.
I'm supposed to potentially have people coming in town, but the weather is not going to be great, okay. So I may be off Thursday, maybe.
But you can make it in the office?
Maybe.
So if you'd like to send flowers to Shannon, 2345 Maxon Road Extension, Schenectady, New York, just put Shen or Shannon on the card, and they will be make sure they come up here. But in case you don't get anything for Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean, I already bought myself some flowers.
Right, you need from
like
others.
Like the Miley Cyrus song, I can buy myself flowers, I can hold my own hand.
That's
why I don't sing.
Yeah. Anyway. So make sure you get something for Valentine's Day.
Is this what I think it is? My favorite thing from Dunkin' Donuts? My obsession. Yes! Guys, if you haven't tried the brownie batter heart-shaped donuts at Dunkin' Donuts, this is like... That's like the best donut they make all year, hands down. If they could make it all year long, I would buy it all year long.
And that's a go-to for Shannon. And so now's a chance to tell the quick story that for 35-plus years, Stanley and Rita, Team Strita, have not celebrated Valentine's Day because I love my wife so much. And
wait, today did you celebrate?
I have assignments, and then I'm going home.
Okay.
So we'll be celebrating today as Major League Baseball opens with the earliest day of pitchers and catchers reporting. And Shannon has no idea what this is, just shakes her head.
I know it's a baseball thing.
Yeah, it's a baseball thing.
I'm assuming it has to do something with the pitchers and the catchers.
Yes, they finally get to spring training and they start throwing the ball and getting ready for the season. Yeah. And that's what we celebrate.
Do they rank them? Is this what this is?
They just start. They're doing cuts
later.
That's
it? And they call this a report? This is not a report.
This is a report. They're showing up. They're going to work.
Oh, they're reporting.
They're going to work
today.
Okay. They're going to work today.
Oh.
Today's the first day of work. So we've always celebrated it.
I thought report as in like document. Yeah.
My wife's huge baseball fan, which is why we're a perfect match. And
Not a huge baseball fan, but got to support the home team. Go Yankees.
Oh, God. Stop. So talking about things that are short-lived and popular, I'm a big TikTok scroller.
I know you are. You sent me many videos. I am too, but I try to, like, I don't know. There was that moment where we weren't sure if we were going to have TikTok anymore, right. So I stopped sending people things.
But I send things I think you'll like, and they're usually appropriate.
And they're usually food related.
Because there was a point on the podcast where you said, we should have a segment where Shen eats stuff. And so that leads
us.
Gives your hot takes. So two things possibly next week could be happening, a little bit out of TikTok, a little bit just out of randomness, is Dr. Pepper has a new flavor. Dr. Pepper has a blackberry flavor. What do you think?
Well, I mean, if it's anything like the blackberry or black cherry?
Blackberry.
Oh, see, I was like, oh, it's got to be similar to black cherry. And like,
because Dr. Pepper's already a black cherry, I think.
I don't know how I feel about
that. In the seven herbs and whatever goes into it, the secret sauce.
I don't know. I'm one of those people. I like the basics of things. Sometimes you don't need to, except when you go to like Moe's and you use the little thing to get your sodas and they have like a cherry vanilla diet Coke. That's the best. And you can't even find that anywhere. That is the best. That's like the one flavor I go outside the realm for. Everything else, I just want a standard diet Coke, a standard diet Pepsi. We don't got to be extra here.
So we've got some takers that are going to be trying some of the Dr. Pepper. Then one of the TikToks I sent to Shen, and she was like, oh, that looks good. Rita said that looks good. So I think we have to do it.
I think Rita needs to come in when we do it.
And
Shen take over.
It is the TikTok viral Domino's pizza. You want to tell them what it is? You want me to?
You name it all because I'm not even sure what it is. I just know it looks
delicious. So I saw this and
you got to get it extra crispy.
And that's, yes. Through TikTok, there's a viral Domino's pizza. So it is a deep dish pan pizza, not with tomato sauce, but with the garlic Parmesan sauce. They say extra. A lot of people are saying no because it's too much. So we're going to go just the straight across. You're going to get it with the cheddar cheese. Some say extra cheese. Some say regular is fine. Then it's going to get bacon, and it's going to get Philly cheesesteak on it. And then it's going to get extra baked. So it's a real crispy type of thing. And the one thing I saw, and I want to do it with the one we try, is one young lady did it with half of it. She added onions and peppers to truly give it that Philly cheese. So we saw this, and you know how these things appear and disappear, and is it a thing, is it not a thing? So before I went to Frank Gallo yesterday, I stopped over to Domino's on State Street, and I talked to Yasser, and he confirmed all we have to do is call and ask for the viral pizza, and he knows exactly which one we want, and so we're going to pick it up on State Street. We're going to zip across, and we're going to do that next week. And if you – through the silence, there's Shen shaking her head.
Yeah, this will be interesting. You got to do it on the day I'm lifting heavy.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to pick the day to food. You arrange your gym schedule. Let's go backwards for once.
Yeah, that's
– for that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to close this out with some upcoming news. And we've got three things here I've got on our sheet. So Shannon gets to pick what order you want to go in.
I need to know what the breaking news is.
You want to know what the breaking news is?
Yeah.
Okay. So this came across my phone last night.
Aww.
Yes.
Aww,
so
new addition to the family.
So the breaking news is that Stan will become a great godfather. Yeah, I've been around that long. Again. This will be, I think we're at six. So Riley Greth is now expecting with her husband, Aaron Greth. And they just put it out on the family text that lovely Lola, who is a handful and just, I think, the smilingest child within the family that we've ever had.
Smiling-est. I don't know if that's a word.
She's just the happiest toddler, bundle of joy there is, and now she's expected to be a big sister. We don't have sex or anything like that, so we wish the best to Riley Greth and Aaron Greth, and we will update the arrival date, and we'll talk colors and things like that and what's appropriate. So
that's exciting. That's
it's
super
it
exciting.
Came across yesterday. So
I love babies.
We're tickled. We are.
I especially love babies you can hand back afterwards.
That's why.
Well, you have breaking news, and I just realized I never told you my breaking news from last night. Some very exciting good news.
Really?
Much needed good news. So some people may be aware, I have had two grandparents battling cancer, and I'm going to cry a little bit, I think, saying it, but my grandma recently found out that she beat her breast cancer for the second time. Last night I got a phone call from my grandpa, and he too is in remission. So
hear, hear.
Yes. So it has been a fantastic couple of days, and that's just been the best news I've could have gotten all week.
That's
so, yeah.
We've
so you guys.
That's kind of
a
trifecta of good news.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, you were well aware that all of this hit about the same time. In fact, I actually Belmont Day had to drive home to be with my grandpa because we did not think he was going to make it through the night.
Yep.
But obviously things have taken a turn for the better. And our family is super, super grateful for that and hope for many years to come.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Cherish.
He can bug me about getting married and having children
that's
of
right.
my own.
Cherish them at every stage of life.
Yes.
Because it all goes too fast. So we're going to go – I'm going to go the next two here. One piece of new news is that I will be launching a new podcast myself, and it'll be entitled Tell Me Your Story. And it will be part of our Getting to Know series in the Daily Gazette, where we'll sit down and talk to different individuals in our community that are making a difference and doing some great things. And there are people that – we don't talk to, we don't take photos of all the time. So this is open to anyone in our community that is interesting and has an interesting story. And it basically comes about being a photographer, being on the road, you know, 4 out of 5 days a week and talking to different people and meeting these interesting people. Again, new world for me outside of just sports. They have a great story to tell. So as February is Black History Month, I sat down with Skidmore Black Studies professor, Winston Grady Willis, who was absolutely wonderful and just a great time with him, talking about his experience growing up as a young boy in Denver and being one of the first kids bused into a predominantly white school and his experience. And then where's Black History Month and where are Black Studies in the nation? And he was absolutely wonderful. And then we're going to close out with news also to Shannon, who will be tickled at this. If you would like to get in touch with the Stan and Shen Show, you can now reach us via Gmail.
Oh, wow.
At stanandshen@gmail.com.
Hopefully we get more listeners so we can get emails. Please send us only nice things. No criticism.
Please be gentle.
Yes.
So stanandshen@gmail.com. So now you can get us directly because Shannon's name is not the easiest. If you think it's hard to spell, forget how to say it. That's why I don't use it because she will just give me.
You mean because every time you pronounce it, you and Miles Reed still butcher my name.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I could say
your
name 12 times. I'll get it wrong 12 times.
Especially my last name.
So the Stan and Shen podcast, another great episode. Thank you for listening. Catch us on all your different listening platforms. Don't forget to catch the parting shots with sports editor Ken Schott, who will be doing a promo for us, and we will in turn do one for him.
Oh, I think I did the promo for us.
Oh, did you?
No, I didn't.
Maybe. No, you did the Super Bowl pick, maybe.
I did, and then yeah. I got to mention that I do this as well now. So my title has gotten longer.
Yep, so gotten longer. So we got to change. We have to put on. We have to add that to our Gmails. Gmails podcaster. And then stanandshen@gmail.com.
Correct.
And don't forget, Flowers 2345 Maxon Road Extension.